This is the Advanced Selling Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to help business sales teams grow their business with modern strategies and philosophies. Now, your hosts, Bill Caskey and Brian Neal.
Good afternoon. Back at the Advanced Selling Podcast. We are releasing every Monday morning right now. So why did I say good afternoon? It's Monday morning if you get dialed in early on this. We are glad that you've invited us into your headset.
Life.
Car.
Wherever.
Bill Caskey and Brian Neal, we do sales training and marketing training and leadership training all over the world.
Globally.
Or in this little neck of the woods right here. The zip
we
code.
Do it globally in Marion County, Indiana.
We do. I've gotten quite a few calls over the past couple months from people who are interested in bringing us in. In fact, we're doing a little deal down in out in Las Vegas this weekend.
We are.
That's
this weekend?
Yeah. Tim and his gang.
Yeah.
And also
Podcast listener.
Also Joey up in Canada. We're talking to them about doing some work with their team. They've got people all over Canada. So it's really fun to be able to connect with people who listen to the podcast. So.
Did they have the romper room when you were a little kid?
I was out shooting baskets. So I didn't watch any TV.
College basketball guy who played hoops in college was out shooting baskets while the rest of us slugs weren't good enough to play in college. We're inside watching romper room. Do you know what the concept is, though, little kids?
I really don't.
You don't know what the romper room is?
No,
are you
don't.
Serious?
Sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
And then one of my good friends from college, her mom was the romper room lady up in Chicago.
Really?
Miss Beverly, yeah. But they had this thing called the magic mirror at the end of the show where the woman who was hosting would hold up the mirror and she'd look into the camera and she'd say, I see Bill, and I see Brian, and I see Jill. Oh, and there's Tom. And you think, like, she's looking like, oh, my God, she really sees me. And you're waiting for her to say, like, I wonder if she sees me today. And all it was just a thing with a hole, you know, it's cut out holes. So you can see straight through it. Magic mirror. So there you go.
Okay. Well, that doesn't mean much to me, but I did see an iTunes critique the other day of our podcast. Did you see that? Where
no.
People said we spent way too much time up front talking garbage and gibberish. So
sorry.
We're going to get to the point today. The point is we had a question from a listener.
We did. Good question here. And this is from our friend Aaron. Got to make sure I can use his name, which I think he says. Yes, Aaron.
I don't know.
I'm going to go with
I don't think so.
It says, you may use my name, but not my company name on air.
Oh, okay. All right.
So we'll call him Aaron. Let's call him Aaron B.
Okay.
Aaron B. He's from Utah, everybody. Utah. UT, that's Utah, right? Mm-hmm. Great little comment here. He says, hi, guys. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he says, hi, guys. I'm new to the podcast, but love it. It's very nice of him to say that. Love is in all caps. Hey, guys. I'm new to the podcast, but love it. You regularly talk about abundance and detachment. I understand the detachment part. Can you elaborate on what you mean by abundance? Are you talking about the, quote, numbers game that my boss talks about, i.e., the more people you contact, the more prospects you'll have?
Mm-hmm.
That's his question. Goes on to say a little bit about his background and wants to chat with us. So thanks and many happy returns.
Good.
Thank you, Aaron. So we're going to talk about Aaron's little issue here. So call this an abundance detachment, maybe boot camp. We're just going to make some comments about it. So
boot camp. You know, we talk about concepts on the show and in our training, and sometimes we just throw the terms around and we don't stop and define them.
Yeah.
So this is a good.
So why don't we start? Let's start with the definition of some things, and then maybe just talk about some experiences we've had with clients relative to the theory and concepts of abundance and detachment. Now, first, we'll have to do a disclaimer here. To my knowledge, you nor I came up with the concept of abundance. Is that correct?
No.
We didn't
no.
create it, did we? No.
We stole it.
We did. It was stolen and reapplied. So that's that's a great concept. So here's what when I teach abundance to my clients, and maybe Bill, you chime in and tell me how you do this too. So the first thing to say, he asked the very specific question Aaron does here is, are you talking about the numbers game? First of all, abundance is not a number. It's a feeling, right? Because you can count, no matter what industry you're in, the number of prospects you have on the planet. Might be hard to do, but if you call on hotels, you can count all the hotels on the planet. Therefore, by definition, you would say, well, it's not an abundant market. So we first start off with this theory that it's not a number. It's actually a feeling that you carry with you at all times. All right? So let's start with figuring out.
I might take issue with you on that, but go ahead. Keep going, and I'll come back.
Okay, take issue later, would you?
Okay, all right. We'll
The first step, or the first thing that I teach the clients to think about is to help them kind of get their arms around this, is look at the scalability or their ability to deliver and serve all of their target clientele. All right? So you first start with whatever business you're in. In this case, if Aaron sells technology equipment, then he looks at all the people in the planet that use technology equipment and whatever he sells. Let's say he sells servers. And if they all called this afternoon to order a server, what would happen?
he'd be out of business.
He'd be out of business. Yeah, he couldn't handle it. He'd be turning orders away. He couldn't do it. So there are very few businesses that I'm aware of that can scale to the point where you can handle all the business. Yeah. Almost everyone has a baked in limitation to their ability to deliver.
Yeah.
Fair?
Right.
Not going to take issue with that, are
you? Okay. No, I'm like, no.
And then, that's number one. Nope.
Yet? Okay.
Nope. So the second proof of abundance, for me, that helps people see it is what is here, Bill? It's a little riddle for you. What is constant always in all markets?
This is not what teams are in the MAC conference.
This is not what teams are in the MAC. No, not sure. What's constant always?
What's what?
It's kind of what's constant? What's always? What's constant?
Oh, breath.
Change. I'll just answer it for you.
How long was it going to take you to get to that?
Change is
breath.
Correct. There are constantly things that are moving and changing. Our markets change. People within our markets change. You know, I use the example 3 to 4 years ago. When we talked about manufacturing companies, you and I had manufacturing clients. What's the only thing we talked about for maybe 5 years
outsourcing.
Ago? Outsourcing to where?
China.
China and India. That's all mm-hmm. we talked about. That's all we heard about. When's the last time you talked to anybody about outsourcing
four
to China
years.
Or India? Four
mm-hmm.
or 5 years ago. So here was this big, enormous
Did we put an end to that then? Is that
we
what you're
did.
Trying
See,
to
we
say?
Stopped it all. So there you go, right? There is a built-in change that all of a sudden a dynamic and a market shifts that allows me to offer something to a client or a market that I wasn't able to before. So
I've got technical problems here.
Go ahead.
Okay.
So you were going to take issue with
Oh, no. I was just going to say that when you were defining there is a finite number of clients that you might have on your demographic prospect list, mm-hmm. I would say that very few markets are infinite. And infinite would be defined as there's never an end to the number of prospects.
Right.
But I might say that if it's highly unlikely you can ever get to all of that finite number, your market probably is abundant.
Yes.
Abundant there is defined not by infinite, but by so much and so much opportunity that you're probably never going to get to all of them. And I really like what you said about abundance, though, not being a number. And I almost feel like abundance is the output. It's the feeling. It's the vibe that you give off when you're talking to prospects, clients, spouses, family. The inputs, though, are what you can control. Sometimes you can't control whether you're feeling abundant. I can't just say, hey, go feel abundant. And you say, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's the inputs. It's how are my skills when it comes to communicating my value?
Yeah.
How are my skills when it comes to asking prospects about their business? Do I ask the right questions? What's my skill in the area of even finding, getting invited into a meeting?
Right.
So all of those inputs, including what is my message, what is my value, really go into that idea of abundance.
Yeah.
And you almost have to have faith that there is enough there, and if you work on your inputs, you will experience the output of abundance.
Yeah, there's no doubt, and that could be one. So I'm going to take issue.
You
got
to react to that. I'm take issue. Yeah.
So, which is you can't just say go out and feel abundant, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which I agree. There are times when you tell me to say that, I'm going to resist. What I think is important in that idea is you don't have the ability to turn it on like a switch, but you do have the ability to be aware of it.
Yes.
Where you
I agree.
Are.
I
so
agree.
Now I'm going to move to my graphic here. And that is that with abundance, this being high, this being low, we all oscillate, correct? We all have times mm-hmm. when we just feel like, gosh, there's just more than enough. And there are times when we're sitting at a stoplight going, oh my God, all my clients are leaving this afternoon. What am I going to do? What's going to happen?
Yeah.
And so this awareness of where I am, up or down oscillating on the abundance scale, good or bad, to me is step number one, to know where you are. Then to realize what triggers you to feel up and what triggers mm-hmm. you to feel down. That's some of the things that you're
the triggers,
talking about.
Yeah,
the triggers. Yeah. So then you can engage. If I know that I'm moving more towards a scarcity feeling, there are things that I do, and I went through this with my own personal coach, where one of my things is physical play with my kids. Mm-hmm. When I'm feeling scarce, I have identified that is something that triggers me out of that feeling. So I know if for whatever reason, if a couple of clients have called and canceled an engagement, or I didn't get a thing that I thought I was going to get or whatever, and I'm feeling like, oh my gosh, there's not enough out there. When I go take the boys upstairs and wrestle, that all disappears from me, and it kind of resets me.
Yeah. So something simple that has nothing to do
anything.
With business.
Could be anything.
But still reprograms your mind and allows you to get back in that space where you're oscillating at higher levels.
Yeah. Anything at all. It could be reading. It could be going to church. It could be exercise. Yeah. It could be all sorts of things. bottle of Jack Daniels, whatever.
So find your personal input, your personal trigger that you have found. And I think sometimes just by looking for it, you'll find it. It's not anything magical, I don't believe.
Yeah.
I've always been told that when you're feeling down and feeling scarce, go serve someone. Go bring value to someone. Go call on a current client that maybe is really happy with you. And don't go in and gloat about it, but just go in and see if you can help people. And that sort of gets you out of yourself and gets you back into the market.
Yeah, can I tell you that I just experienced this last couple of weeks because I had surgery and I was down and out much longer than I intended to be. And I was at home, basically hung up on the couch for about 9 days. So the only thing I had to do was look on the computer, which I'm a news junkie, so I read news and I watch news all day, every day, and or some of the channels. Like Jerry Springer and stuff like that, or Maury Povich. And it's terrible.
Some good inputs.
And
good
I was just
inputs.
Feeling the other night, I was like feeling just like almost like depressed almost and scarce and was, you know, down here. And my wife brought up to me, she goes, look what you've been consuming in your brain for 9 days. And I thought, oh my gosh, she's right. Yeah. So that she told me, once you go get back in the groove at work and start to interact with your clients, you will feel
And it
better.
Happened.
Here we are day two.
Good. So. Okay, go to listener@advancedsellingpodcast.goat there. Just email us and let us know if you have a question similar to Aaron's or another question that maybe we haven't covered appropriately for you, or if you have some critique or advice or something like that, by all means, let us know.
What's the email address again?
Can you say listener@advancedsellingpodcast. And if you go to Advanced Selling Podcast, the website, you can download past issues as well of our past episodes of our show.
And people that are listening now, they can go watch.
Right? The videos are up. Go to Whiteboard Wednesday. This puts pressure on Jill, our producer, to get those up. Whiteboard Wednesday is our new TV show, and we're going to be talking more about that. But I think if you go now, you'll see maybe the initial edition.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. See you next time.
This has been the Advanced Selling Podcast presented by Caskey Achievement Strategies, Indianapolis. Join us each time we record a new podcast by going to BillCaskey.com or to iTunes.